Anderson, and now you has jazz. Today we're playing some jazz from Britain. Most of us think of jazz as belonging to the Americans, but just as lively a jazz scene was could be found in England. And we're going to start by listening to My Baby's Arms, played by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, which performed at the London Palladium in 1919. Jack Hilton's Kit Kat Band playing Mühlenberg Joys and featuring a very young Ted Heath on trombone. See if you can make him out as they come together playing Mühlenberg Joys. Thank you. English jazz scene between 1919 and 1929, Feet brought some big bands together. But the one I like best here is a band called the Devonshire Restaurant Dance Band, and they're playing the Louis Armstrong tune, Sugarfoot Stomp. Track from somebody called Fred Eisleb, and he was a Spanish-American Cambridge University graduate. He formed a band with his colleagues, and they came out with Stomp Your Feet. Thank you. to now hear a band which was called Piccadilly Revels Band. And, of course, they were named after the Piccadilly Hotel where they played. And the track we're going to hear is one called Buffalo Rhythm. Sounds interesting. Hear a track recorded in 1928 by a person called Noble Sissy and his orchestra, and they're playing Kansas City Kitty. Here, Kitty, Kitty.
I left Frisco Kate swinging on that Golden Gate when Kansas City Kitty smiled at me. She smiled at me. I left Ma and Pa in Omaha when Kansas City Kitty smiled at Kansas City. Kit, kit, kitty, she come from Missouri and she showed me like a Texas deer, she buffaloed me. Every Jim and Jack got the well-known hack and sack when Kansas City Kitty smiled at me.
Let's hear another one from Noble Sissy, Miranda. Piccadilly and listen to a track called Go Joe Go, and he went.
Thank you.
finally, we go out with another track from the Piccadilly band, and you'll find it enjoyable, as I have over the past half hour or so. And we can prove that in the early days of jazz, Britain was right there.